This is Hugh Cow 323, The Human Cow, Book 2 in the series Maggie the Milked Maid. Hugh Cow 323 is written by Nikki Raven and narrated by Hannah Sunrise. The text is copyright 2017 Nikki Raven, and the audio production copyright 2017 Hannah Sunrise under exclusive license from House of Erotica. Hugh Cow 323, The Human Cow. The story so far. Maggie had fallen on hard times, and money was running out fast. She could see no way out of her situation until she answered a mysterious advert in the newspaper for participants in a medical trial. With the promise of a large payday, Maggie signed up. Having been drugged to make her more compliant, Maggie now found herself in a milking pen, strapped up to a complicated supporting structure. Pumps were affixed to her breasts, ready to suck away at every single glistening drop of lactation that would pass through her tender nipples. Kept subdued by a drug added to the contents of her feed, which was available to her through a carefully positioned pipe, Maggie had no idea that she was just one of hundreds of such women participating in the same trial. Part 1. Maggie gently awoke and found herself still in the same position, firmly strapped into the harness. She could vaguely recall the words of the doctor who had told her all about the trial that she had signed up for. She knew she had taken this opportunity willingly and had signed the consent forms that meant her treatment would continue for months. She was a little surprised at the turn the trial had taken, but knew that no one had forced her to do this. She would have to get on with it, after all. There were surely worse clinical trials than this. Suspended well above the floor, her breasts tucked tightly into the suction pump gear, Maggie thought back to the things that had come up in the questionnaire during her interview. It all made sense now. Do you have an objection to sexual examinations? Do you object to the use of restraints where required? Are you currently lactating? The harnesses supported her body easily. In fact, the way her frame was suspended and the weight distributed, she was surprisingly comfortable. It was padded in all the right places, so nothing was chafing or irritating her tender skin. Of course, the straps, although not unpleasant, were certainly fixed tight. There'd be no way to get out of the harness had she wanted to. Yet Maggie did not struggle. The drug in her feed kept her perfectly complicit and subservient. It made her thoughts a little fuzzy. If she tried to concentrate on something for too long, she'd lose her train of thought. It was not an unpleasant sensation, a little bit like that point halfway between awake and asleep. Is the feed making me feel like this? Thought Maggie. Very quickly, the thought of the feed, most likely combined with the addictive nature of the drug therein, made her realize that she was both hungry and thirsty. She had already learned that the way that her harness was constructed meant that it was hardly any effort at all to move her head slightly in the feed pipe, supplying a kind of liquid paste would be in her mouth. She was not too technical, but suspected some kind of counterbalance mechanism made the action easy. As her mouth closed around the teat on the end of the pipe's nozzle, she took a deep, satisfying swig, and instantly felt a rush of pleasure and satisfaction course through her body. The pumps attached to her breasts whirred into life. Up in the control room, the doctor was monitoring Maggie's vital signs. She, like all the women in the herd, was oblivious to the fact that they were being monitored by the corporation's computers just as closely as a patient in critical care. Practically everything that could be measured was being measured and then analyzed. From hormone levels to the amount of sweat being produced. From the ratio of inbound to outbound liquids to her heart rate, everything was monitored. This allowed the corporation to supply each heifer with exactly the right amount of the drugs which kept them subservient and lactating at the optimal volume. As he watched the feed monitor register another mouthful for Maggie, a nurse entered the control room and looked at the various computer screens before speaking. "So, Dr. Smith, how is our new Hugh Cow getting along?" she asked. Smith looked up from the control panel, only now registering her presence. "Ah, Nurse Black, hello. She is taking in her feed well. The system is perfectly balancing its various components, and her vitals are well within normal tolerances."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?